Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crime, Tommy.
Out of control.
It's everywhere, says TV and social media. Mm. Not really, but it sure feels that way.
Oh, sure.
The funny thing is, the places we're actually vulnerable, we tend to not think about. And this story may be a perfect example.
What happened?
Well, look, you're most likely to be a victim of a crime at the hands of someone you know.
Yeah.
Statistically, over and over, overwhelmingly, that's the case. Or in this case, someone that you used to know.
Oh, like an old acquaintance?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. This story comes to us from Greece. A 40-year-old man has been arrested after an incident last Friday morning. Police say he kicked in the door of a home while carrying a shotgun.
That's a little intimidating.
Not good.
Yeah, okay.
So he allegedly damaged property, took the victim's car keys, and then stole her car.
All right.
Police eventually found the stolen car on Maple Street. He was located a short time later.
Mm-hmm.
He's been arrested, charged with burglary, criminal use of a firearm, criminal possession of a weapon, grand larceny, amongst a whole bunch of other stuff. He's got a court date, obviously.
Got a lot going on.
But it turns out, at least according to the allegations, Tommy, he did not just pick some random home. Story on News 8 says this was the home of his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, man. Damn.
Phone number
is... And she broke up with him?
Now, to be fair, we don't know how it ended. He might have broken up with her.
Mm.
How likely is your ex to come back and try and rip you off? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Well, two of them were, like, exes were bad. I mean, not bad people, but they were in a bad way.
Are you talking about you personally?
Yes.
Okay.
That could do this.
Okay.
Because they were, you know, on the street and stuff.
You were dating prostitutes.
I wasn't dating them. I gave them a place to live.
Mm.
And we had stuff. No, yeah, so they...
Did you go to Applebee's? Did you take him to Applebee's?
Yeah, maybe, but...
It's your girlfriend. You don't take someone to Applebee's without being your girlfriend.
All right. So, yes, I do have people in my past that could steal or are probably stealing to survive.
Okay.
If they're still alive.
In this case now, yeah, that was years ago. It was states ago. They don't know where you live. But I want everyone for a second to really think about what I'm asking.
Yeah.
If you live in the same place you did, the last time you broke up with someone, they know the layout of your space. They know where you keep your valuables. They probably know all the security codes and where you would keep spare keys if they still don't have a key themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
They would know where the cameras are if you have them. They would know what your schedule is. If there is one person that would have the means, that would have the time, that would have the motive, it would be an ex, right?
Yeah.
Have either of you in this room ever thought about that before?
I don't know. No, but a lot of my exes... that I was like serious with.
That's why she hangs her head in Henrietta.
They live so far away that I guess I never thought like they would just randomly be doing like drive-bys of my house.
And again, in the situation you're in now, wouldn't you? You moved into this house with your husband, right?
Yeah.
But like, think about
this. I'm even thinking then. Yeah.
Back when you were single, right? Is this something, if you are a single person, if you break up with someone, if they came and spent time at your house, left a toothbrush there, even if you shared a place together, should you be concerned?
So you should, because I dated somebody when I lived in Webster and broke it off. And I came home that night from the club.
Okay.
And my house lights were on.
Oh.
The dog wasn't jumping up and down on the stairwell.
Oh.
She was in the house. She was sitting on my couch, feeding my dog peanuts, and I didn't. And she just showed up randomly. She knew the codes to get into my garage because she remembered them, and we hadn't dated for like a couple of months.
So she broke in your house.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So you called the cops?
No, I wasn't gonna call the cops on her. I wasn't gonna because she didn't do anything.
She broke in your house.
I know, but you make it. You see my house.
No, I get it.
The cops would have said, "Man, she's doing you a favor, bro."
I mean, like, but if we stand back at 100 feet and look at this, she broke into your house.
She did.
She did not call you.
She did not.
She was just there.
She was there.
Right? Like,
she wasn't a violent person, though. But she had.
That doesn't mean she didn't break in your house.
But she was. I will say that she was mentally unstable, and she battled depression.
Oh, in that case, then yeah, what she did was totally appropriate.
But she was feeding the dog peanuts.
Okay, that time.
Yeah, but yes, she did do that.
Come back in the next time. She's boiling the dog along with some peanuts.
But I kept thinking, I'm driving. I'm going, man, did I leave all the lights on? Where's the dog?
Do other people have this experience? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I guess for you to be concerned, you would have to think you had an ex capable of doing something like this. And maybe it's not kicking in the door with a shotgun like this guy allegedly did, but either coming back and waiting
hanging
for you
around
in your house like this in here, or coming back and taking things they wanted in your apartment, house, townhome, whatever.
Yeah. Now that I think of it, too, because she didn't even park in my driveway. She parked off the side of the street.
So you wouldn't know she was there.
No. So I drove right past her car.
Bro.
Yeah.
How are you so dumb?
Well, you're not thinking when you're coming home, man. I mean, you're just coming over to your house. I just thought I left the lights on.
I'm telling you, man, I cannot tell you how scared I would be if I, as a single man, walked in one of my apartments.
Oh, it freaked me out.
Okay, but you didn't do anything.
No.
So you never talked to her again, right?
I mean, we had a drink. We talked for a little bit, and she left. What was it? What was your question?
Nothing.
Was there a follow-up question?
No.
Did I date her anymore?
Yeah.
Two more dates.
How are you so bad at this? A woman tries to kill you with her car. You have sex with her that night. A woman breaks into your house who you admit was mentally unstable and was suffering from depression, and you continue to date her afterward.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with that woman that night. No, we did.
You said that night.
That night. No, but I mean, we did date. We went on a couple more dates, drink dates,
You should be dead five times over, and our audience is
up. Just from doing morning radio. But yes, yeah. I mean, you know how it is, man, when you're single and things ain't going, on. Cute girls in your house, feeding your dog peanuts.
After she broke in and parked down the street?
Yes.
252 WCMF, again, this conversation started with a 40-year-old man in Greece arrested after police say last Friday morning he kicked in the door of his ex-girlfriend's home with a shotgun, car keys, and then stole her car. He was located a short time later with the car, arrested, burglary, criminal use of a firearm, amongst other things. But, you know, for all of the fear that is instilled in us by social media, watching TV, all this stuff, you never think about your ex coming back.
No, you don't. And especially dudes. Like, it's very rare.
You have two examples.
I know, but
that's very rare.
But
I
think I'm the outlier.
Are you? Kimmy, your mic's off. Are you the outlier? Because
listen, I saw some of the girls you dated.
Well, I think it may.
He was dating rough and low, bro.
Well, I'm sorry, as he was ripping through the Miss Universe pageant.
No, but you know you was rough.
What are you talking?
You was rough riding every Saturday night, son.
I don't think that my experience is unlike. There were ones that were very nice, and there were
some of these girls worked at the rodeo. And they weren't sitting on saddles, son.
You were saying, Kimmy?
You were asking if it happens to women or dudes
women more. Women
more
or men
Well, women
more.
Get stalked more, I think.
Well, but I don't know because I think that maybe it gets reported more for women. Oh. But I think that some guys are dealing with it and they don't even realize that they're dealing with it. You know what I mean? Like, they see it more as like, that's... that's she just the way it. She is, or like, you know, almost like maybe you take some like type of like weird pride in it, like, you know,
yeah,
it's like an ego boost for you that this person keeps showing up. So crazy, I think it does happen to men. Now they just may not see it the same. They may be a little bit more oblivious to the dangers of it, I guess.
No, look, I've told the story on the air before, and here's the thing. I am as stupid as you are, right? Like, I had dated this girl for a while, and she was in a bad way.
Yeah.
But gorgeous. Smoke show.
Also, I never met her.
I don't think you did, actually. So I had been living at my parents' house when I was dating her. Yeah. I had moved out. I was living with another woman.
Oh, didn't she show up at your house?
Yes, but I was at my parents' house doing laundry.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be there. It was like 2 in the morning. She showed up at my parents' house 2 in the morning drunk.
2 in the morning.
And like, bro, the stars that had to align for me to be in that house watching TV right after I had been hanging out with my buddies back here in Rochester, like, thank God I was there. But yeah, if I wasn't there, she may have broken into my parents' house.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not knowing I was living with her. It's a thing. Like, I invited her in. We hung out for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not. Stop that right now.
You know he did. What?
I don't know.
Robin writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, easy way to get
us. Are you talking about Diddlin' Duffy?
That was my rodeo name.
Midnight Diddlin' Duffy.
Robin writes us. She says, I get this. I wouldn't break up with a guy until I got a smart lock I asked for Christmas. He knew where my spare key was before I got the smart lock, so I waited until he couldn't get in the house.
Jesus.
Yikes. Yeah, that's creepy.
All right, that's a little scary.
Ryan writes us, tell me you are not the outlier. I broke up with a woman once, came home from work to all of the screens on my doors. Windows were sliced with a steak knife stuck in the vinyl siding.
Wait,
what? She thought she was entitled to some knife set that was in my house.
So...
Oh, like, this is my knife now?
Well, I mean, I think that might be half of these.
Okay. That would scare the crap out of me.
Well, yeah, man, but you wouldn't call the cops. Well, you know, she was going through some stuff, man.
No, but with the knife, that's scary.
And I mean, look, there are some guys that are just so good looking, this is bound to happen, right?
Well, we know some boys that had that happen.
Like, for example, Rammer's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday, that's all. So, mine's a little bit different story, but I did have a girl. I was living with one. We broke up. A new girl I was seeing actually broke into my house through the bathroom window, got hurt on the way in. We ended up having to go to the hospital for stitches. But then the next morning, my ex-girlfriend showed up while we were both asleep in bed. So, I mean, it does happen to guys. I just, like Kimmy said, we don't report it like as a crime. It's just kind of like, you know, a thing that you go through when you're a guy.
It's a crime, and we should report it. It's 100% a crime, but we are stupid for not calling the cops forever.
Well, I mean, if they had broken in with a steak knife or a shotgun, maybe that'd be a little bit different. But, I mean...
Well, they have a happy ending.
Yeah, you walk in your house, and, you know, you just see him sitting there on the couch feeding the dog peanuts or something. I mean, you know, you kind of, like, got to roll with it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know why she had to go through the window?
What's that?
$4,000 door. Oh, you ain't getting past that thing, man. That ain't happening.
That's a bitch to open.
Rammer?
Get in the door with all those barrel locks.
Rammer, thanks.
In through the bathroom.
Have a good weekend.
There goes the handsomest bastard we know.
Oh, my God.
Rammer.
Yeah.
So you then should change all your home security stuff and locks when you break up with somebody?
I guess so. I mean, you got to know the person a little bit, too.
I don't. I disagree. I think that I didn't think that the girl that I told you about was capable of what she did. Did you think the woman that showed up at your house was capable of that?
Not that, no.
Okay.
But to your point, she did have issues.
Okay, no, that was your point. You said it to me. You made that point to me.
Yes, yes.
What are we doing? We play
the girl did have issues.
So, but like, think about that. The second you bring someone over,
I gotta change everything.
That's what I mean.
I'm never gonna do it, man. You gotta change your locks. You gotta hide the keys. Change the codes.
Yeah.
Oi. Too much.
Well, but it's your safety. It's your house. It's your abode. It's the safety of another person you could have at the house at the time. I mean, think about that, right? Like Rammer brings up, he's in bed with another girl, and here comes his ex-girlfriend walking through. One, that's dangerous. Two, how do you explain that? Oh, she's crazy and she wants me. No woman's gonna believe that.
Yeah, it's Rammer. True.
Right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if one of my ex-girlfriends showed up at my house and broke in the
house?
Now? Yeah. And I tell my wife, honey, she just wants me so bad. She's not. What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're single, I guess as a single guy, you just don't think that way. You don't think about, I mean, I never locked my house.
Yeah, well, you had nothing in it.
Right. So I remember I used to tell you there's nothing here to steal.
Yeah, but they could hide in the closet and stab me in the chest.
For what?
Well, all the things you've ever done to them. Name it. A spin the wheel. We'll land on something.
Come on. I never said anything where I should be stabbed.
You've said three things into a microphone today where if somebody stabbed you, I'd be like, yeah, I get it.
Come on, me.
I don't want it to happen. And ruin that sweater, that's for sure.
I'm so adorable.
We'll take one more call. All the headliners are coming out today, buddy.
Here we go now.
Skyler's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Skyler, what's up, bud?
How about on the opposite end? I've been dead asleep and got a big window at the head of my bed that overlooks the driveway. And I've had several times cops drop off ex-girlfriends because they got in trouble and didn't want to have to go home. So cops drop off ex-girlfriends. That's a different.
What do you do? What do you do there, though? Do you take them in? Do you take care of them?
Yeah, of course. We come in and we have a drink, let them talk it all out. And, you know, I tell them, hey, people are going to think we're having sex. And they usually are like, well, what? We shouldn't let them down.
Yeah, no, I've seen you. I can't imagine they're going to let that opportunity
pass. That's a sweet ride right there, buddy.
Hey, how cool is it? How cool is it to have a cop drop off your
not at all
at your house?
Bye, Skyler. Have a good rest.
I can't imagine you dated multiple women that have to be dropped off by the cops at your house.
You can't imagine that? We've met him several times.
Yeah, but still.
If you said name one guy.
I wouldn't be surprised if you said that.
Right, true.
And you have had that.
Well, kind of, yes.
But it doesn't happen to men, though.
All right, let's take a break.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's a genius idea. They're going to make $1 billion. They're going to be the most successful one of these in every town they open up in. And I don't get why Kimmy thinks this is a poor choice.
Like it's going to flop?
I mean, that's the impression I'm getting from old Miss Kimmy here.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You're familiar with Spirit Halloween?
It's the Halloween store.
Mm. Good guess.
Well, you asked me if I'm familiar. That's what it is.
You could have just said yes.
Halloween store.
Spirit Halloween. They are the store, yes. The Halloween store that has Spirit on the side up there.
But they're only like, they're not, is this the one to hear all the time? Or are they only here for Halloween? Like
what
they close
say?
Up.
They are a seasonal store.
Yeah, like they take over like an abandoned space.
Yes, that has been their business model. It's a genius business model that has made them like $1 billion. Uh-huh. They will come in for 2 or 3 months in a retail space that is already empty so they can get discounted rent. They stuff it full of all their stuff, and the day that Halloween is over, they shut it down, box everything up, bring it back to a warehouse only to do it again next year.
It's brilliant.
And the way, what makes it extra brilliant is they will find the place they need, the size they need, in a location that will charge them the least amount of rent. These are desperate landlords trying to just make a little bit of money. They are now taking that business model and moving it to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced this
week. Same concept.
Yes, you got it. They are going to open 30 Christmas Halloween stores in 12 states. New York is one of the states, but as of right now, we do not know if we are getting a Spirit Christmas store in our area.
All right, so if they do both, is it the same spot? They just flip it?
Kind of
Or is it all
like
in there at the same time?
I don't know.
Like half and half.
I don't think it's going to be half and
half.
Yeah,
I don't know if they like move one in, one out, or how that's going to work.
That would make sense.
Yeah, but that's brilliant. Yeah, why not?
So they tried this last year on a smaller scale. They did 8 stores. It went so well, they are now expanding to 30. And one would imagine that after this year, every city in America is going to have a Spirit
Christmas. So it would just be decorations then.
Well, anything you can think
any
of.
Any Christmas thing.
Cut for your house.
Decorations, lights. Ornaments, lights. They said Christmas sweater stuff for parties.
But the only thing is, like, everybody does it. Like, every, like, Home Depot does it. Lowe's does it.
Let the man in the Christmas sweater explain.
Well, Kimmy, you saw this story and you thought it was really stupid.
Well, I did, because to Tommy, that's exactly what I was going to say, is like there is like super discount Christmas stores that already exist. And unless this place can compete pricing wise, maybe you're getting cheaper stuff. But I don't know if that's the case with a lot of those pop up holiday stores. They're not always the cheapest.
All right, so you believe...
I just think like you could get that stuff anywhere once the holidays kick in.
Like right now, Wegmans already has all their holiday stuff in the front of the store, inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already got the jump on it, to Kimmy's point.
Okay.
I mean, no. may happen.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So both of you guys think this will be a flopola.
Well, because like all these other places, you're already in there doing other things, so you're grabbing it as you go. And this place, I got to drive all the way over here to get your stuff. It's not convenient.
I disagree strongly, and here's why. Before we get to here's why, Jacob just informed us on Instagram, according to a story on News 8, one will be opening in Amherst, so you'll have to drive an hour to go see one if you want.
Okay.
So I guess maybe next year.
Maybe.
When it comes to holiday shopping, I believe people want to be immersed in the holiday. For example, when it comes to Spirit Halloween, my kids love going to Spirit Halloween because it's like a mini trip to an amusement park.
Yeah.
Everything inside the store is interactive. It gets you in that holiday mood. And every time we're in there, we have to buy something, even though we didn't go to buy anything. They want to just go look.
But as a parent, don't you just want to get through this quick?
No, I agree with you. But I'm not every person. A lot of people love Christmas. There is not another store that can offer a complete immersive Christmas experience like Spirit Christmas.
Right.
Name it.
Well, I mean, there was one, and it's not here anymore.
But the Christmas tree shop was weird because
when it was Christmas, it was all Christmas.
But it was always it was also packed all the time during Christmas. It was March where they had problems.
Yeah.
Not to mention when
this would be temporary. So.
Right. So and like if we want to talk about what Spirit Halloween offered versus other Halloween places, I know the argument you guys made is there was no other store that was fully immersive Halloween. Like that wasn't always the case. Party City made most of its money annually on Halloween, and you would walk into Party City, and that was the Halloween place to go.
Yeah, true.
Spirit Halloween blew up and ran Party City out of business. They do not exist anymore, and I would argue it's because Spirit Halloween came in nationwide and ate up all of their Halloween money.
Yeah, but so what am I getting at this Christmas store that I wouldn't get at Walmart, say? Because Walmart's got
any
everything.
Of like the at-home stores or...
Oh, yeah, but all those... Jesus Christ, forgot about that.
Look, I think that's a valid question.
Even like, Dollar General or the dollar store goes all out for Christmas.
It's a valid question, but you can make the same argument for Halloween. What was I getting in Spirit Halloween that I wasn't getting in Party City? What could I get from Spirit Halloween?
Well, didn't they
costumes? Well, so did Party City.
Really good ones.
So did Party
Maybe
City.
Maybe had a bigger selection.
The other reason this is going to crush, again, Spirit, the Halloween company, announced they are moving on to another holiday. They're going to do Spirit Christmas, 30 stores in 12 states. It looks like the closest one will be just outside of Buffalo. This is not gender-specific, this store.
What do you mean?
Every other store you just named is gender-specific. Men and women that want to get Christmas decorations get their stuff from different spots. You will see ladies in Marshalls, Target, HomeGoods, HomeSense, Hometown, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Men want blow-up things and robots that light up that you go to Lowe's and Home Depot to get.
Yeah.
If this Spirit Halloween
both. Okay,
offers
that,
both.
That would be a hook. That would be something that, a one-stop
brings us
shop.
All together.
No, but
if they have all the big stuff, the outdoor stuff too.
And if we base what they'll have for Christmas based on what they had for Halloween, they will absolutely have everything underneath one roof. So we don't have to stop at Lowe's and then go to Marshall's.
Right.
We can all just go to Spirit Christmas.
God, you got to get dragged to.
But that's not the biggest reason why this is going to work.
What's the biggest reason?
It does seem to me, and if you guys disagree, speak up or give me a call at 252-WCMF. Mm. No matter how bad things are economically, folks want to be festive.
Oh, yeah, it's bulletproof.
It's almost a way to forget about how tough things might
be. Yeah, could be.
And because when you were driving around the month of October, groceries are more expensive, people are feeling the pinch, things are bad. Did it feel like fewer people decorated their homes for Halloween?
No, I just want to see a slutty nurse.
Kimmy, there were more skeletons and more lights and more shows.
Well, there's more variety than there used to be.
Do not underestimate the curiosity of people willing to walk into a new store to see what crazy Christmas decorations they could be the first on their block get. I'm telling you, man, this thing is going to be a massive success, and it may run some of these other places out of business, which is not good.
No, it's not good,
Not good at all because it's only there for two
hurts
months.
The people.
I do think, though, the pricing is going to be key there because if people walk in and it doesn't even have to be expensive, but just it's not as cheap as those other places. I think it's going to be a tough sell.
Is Christmas crap cheap? I don't even know. I haven't bought
it. You can find cheap Christmas crap. Plus, a lot of people will wait after the holidays to do their, blowout Christmas
For next year.
Stuff. And these places usually close up shop right after the holidays over. They don't do come get all this last-minute stuff because they just pack it up and use it again next year.
But that's the brilliance of it. They don't lose money on the stuff that they're buying because they have to, save shelf space, which
lights
also
is helps. Lights.
Exactly. Look, I am telling you
right
now.
You're saying invest.
I am. Well, no, I don't know.
My broker.
I don't know if that you can invest
in. Pat says buy.
I'm not. No, stop, because you just did this with gambling. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I am surprised with Kimmy.
Mm. Yeah.
There's no way this is going to work. And you bring up the pricing, right? Okay. If they have one thing that either of you wants to buy, you will do all of your Christmas shopping at Spirit Christmas.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of what that would be.
Right, that I couldn't get somewhere else.
I got to get this this Christmas thing.
Let's say you and your wife walk into Spirit Christmas.
Yeah.
And you want to get a blow-up Santa that plays a song, and she wants to get, stockings and a sweater or whatever. Mm-hmm. If she finds one of those things, are you going to drive all the way down Jefferson Road?
No, then we're locked in.
Exactly. You're doing all your shopping there. Man. All they have to do is get you in once. And if they have one thing you want, all of the things you are buying there.
Right.
You know how this goes.
I know.
The last thing you want to do is drive down Jefferson Road or Ridge Road during December when everyone's trying to get all their holidays.
That's just the one thing, though, that always happens. Like, we'll do what you just said.
Yeah.
And then my wife will go, you know what? We got to run over here because I hear they got a thing. And next thing, I got a coupon.
They got a thing and a coupon?
No, she's got a coupon, and now we're in line at the HomeSense or Homies looking at blow-ups, whatever. I'm stuck.
I'm already having flash-forwards to the nightmare that is. Okay, when Christmas shopping starts, Highland Drive area.
Oh, yeah. You are in the heart of Christmas country.
Yes, where that Wendy's is on Jefferson Road and the dispensary, down to where Big Lots used to be.
You're talking about from the tip of the Jeff.
Yeah, well, yeah, that specific part of Jefferson Road that has Marshall's, Old Navy, Dick's, all of those stores there. Get me away from that.
It's effort. The mom mile.
It is the worst place to be in America from December 1st until...
Yeah, you ain't moving.
I'm already... the lines in Marshall's. Lines. There's so many lines. And you're just going in there grabbing random crap for people you don't really care about.
There's so many snacks to look at while you're in line.
Wow, it's a snowman with a Bills logo on his stomach. He's going to like this. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface
in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Don't drive drunk.
Never.
Ever anything ever.
I won't again.
That being said, what reason could there be for this particular vehicle?
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Arundhatuit. It happened on LaCroix Street off of Culver at an apartment complex.
What happened?
Police say they got a call for a U-Haul that had crashed into an apartment building. And when I say crash into an apartment building, the cab of the U-Haul is entirely in the brick wall of the building.
So he planted it.
It is just the box that
Sticking
is visible.
Out.
You got it. It looks like no one was hurt inside the apartment building. That being said, when police got there, no driver. Driver was gone. Kimmy, your mic is off.
No kidding.
They say they found a man a short distance away who was bleeding from the face.
Hence the... The apartment building.
Yep.
This makes sense to me.
Police say the man bleeding from the face later admitted to crashing the U-Haul.
Okay.
Which at that point, what else?
All right.
Why else would you be bleeding from the face just feet away from a U-Haul crash? So officers gave the driver a test.
How'd he do?
Not great.
No.
Police say he was intoxicated. There are no word on charges as of now, but the investigation is still open.
All right.
By the way, this happened overnight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was Thursday morning. So driving drunk is bad.
Yep.
What could you have been doing where in the middle of the night you were drunk driving a U-Haul?
Okay, here's how it goes.
Okay.
You're helping a buddy move.
Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking too.
And I ain't got any money, bro, so it's going to be beer and pizza.
Okay.
And help a buddy out, right? So then we sit there. We've been moving. I'm exhausted. Sit down, finish off the beer and the pizza.
Okay.
Maybe we burn a little something. I'm just saying.
No, we're having a party in the U-Haul.
Well, no, we're just hanging out at your house.
Having a U-Haul party.
And I go, man, I got to get this thing back.
Okay.
I got to drop it off tomorrow because I don't want to pay for an extra day.
Ooh.
So I'm going to move it back to my place, and it gets out of control.
Okay.
And you lose it.
Look, if it was like 8 o'clock at night, I would be like, this makes
no, but if you're
sense.
Sitting there partying, and then you realize, oh, crap, man, I got to get this thing back in the morning. I got to get back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
I got to run it back in the morning. Mm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. What else would it be?
That this is this person's everyday driver.
Mm.
That they were driving home from the bar in a U-Haul.
So you think they left a bar?
Bar, party, whatever. Barty, if you will.
What if they're moving?
So you think they took it to a bar?
If this was...
So they're moving.
If this was the middle of the day...
Yeah.
No, well, no. We have had this argument like 4 times on the show, and you don't want to believe me. U-Haul rates, rental rates, are much lower than a rental car rate.
Man, you think he was using a U-Haul for a rental car?
Yes, people do it. You got to get around.
Are you sure about these rates?
Kimmy, will you Google what a U-Haul box truck costs to rent by the day? Thank you. It's a plywood box with a truck.
Yeah, I know what a truck is.
No, I just want to make sure you understand.
Tell me it's got rubber tires on it, too, and a steering wheel.
Have you seen what a rental car costs lately?
I have not rented a car.
Okay, so here's the problem, and here's a fun little behind-the-curtains thing for you. When COVID happened, no one was renting cars. They didn't need to, right?
Prices dropped.
Yeah, exactly. So these rental car places sold a bunch of their fleets off to
the Taliban.
Use car places to try and scrounge up some cash and stay in business. Well, when everything came back, they had many fewer cars.
So what
and
happened?
It jacked the rates up of people wanted to rent the cars. Now, all of this is starting to come back, and I don't know if it's still the case, but there was a while now where if you had to rent a car, oh my God.
You're saying this guy's U-Haul driver.
Look, I think it's possible if that's the
case. That's
got to
be the saddest mofo out there, man.
So I think this must be like the standard U-Haul, not like the larger one.
Okay.
Starts around $20 per day plus a per mile fee.
But you, I mean,
but the other thing is you can't rent them for that long. Like a rental car, you could probably rent them for a week or two. I don't think you can rent.
Oh, I think
locally a U-Haul for a week.
Why
or
not?
Two. I think they want them back.
Kimmy, can you Google how long?
Is there a time?
Yeah, is there a time? I don't think there's a time limit if you.
Oh, I always thought there was.
It's a business.
Unless you're going across country with it.
Why would they keep you from renting it?
Because they want to keep turning over the truck.
If you're paying for it.
There's no set time limit.
Right.
Why would you think there was a time limit?
So I go in and, hey, man, I need this U-Haul truck.
It says the standard contract is typically for a 24-hour period.
So you had to go back in and rewrite a contract every 24 hours.
Unless you tell them I'm going to need it for 3 days. 4 days, 5 days. Bro, there are people.
I think they would have questions, man. What are you doing?
These people that rent U-Hauls. Now, we talked about this a couple.
Hauling dope? Huh?
Bro, if it wasn't for the dope industry, U-Haul would be out of business. Remember a couple months ago, we talked about the place down the street that sells ribs and rents U-Hauls?
Yes.
Down the street from us. That's a real place. Mm-hmm. You can go to, I think,
Rib and Rent.
J-Ribs.
Yeah.
It was, and it had a U-Haul rental place. Mm. They said that they're losing U-Hauls because there's no GPS in them. People rent them and just never bring them back again. But there are also stories of people that are renting U-Hauls by the day to live in them.
That's like, a sad-ass situation.
Well, we're in a weird spot in America
I know.
You don't know nothing. You live in your little insulated land of Pittsburgh,
New York. Well, so do you.
Bro, I drive by the Walmart in Henrietta all the time, and I will see these U-Hauls parked in the parking lot. And I know that at least some of them have a mattress in the back that are living. Bro, Google it.
I will.
I'm telling you, man, this is a thing that is happening.
So you think this guy is so busted?
Yes.
He could be living out of this thing.
Well, I mean, if he was living in it, why would he be driving it at 3 a.m.?
Well, I'm going with that story.
Yeah, I know, I'm asking.
No, I'm not saying he was living in it. I'm saying in this case, he may have been using it.
So this guy could have been in a desperate way for transportation.
Yes, absolutely.
I say he's moving, and him and his buddy tied one off.
All right, I'm not saying that's impossible.
Well, that's more logical.
I disagree with you right now that you're going to be drunk at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
I could see it getting away from you, though, if you're moving a buddy. Because you just had a tough day of moving.
You're just talking, and then you realize, man, I got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here. And you drive into the goddamn apartment building where the cab is.
Well, I didn't say I was good at this.
Invisible.
I almost crashed a U-Haul into a McDonald's, and I was sober. With that kid.
No, you didn't almost crash
a
U-Haul.
A bad driver.
Into a McDonald's. You tried to drive it through the drive-thru.
Well, because the kid wanted a sandwich.
What idiot thinks the U-Haul is going to make it through a drive-thru?
Well, I've never driven. Well,
I
forgot I had a huge top.
How do you forget it's got a that's the whole reason you all exist.
When you're driving, you don't think about the top of the car.
You're the dumbest man I've ever met in my life. Like, hands down. Oh, let's see if there's U-Haul.
I didn't hit it, though.
Thank God.
The lady was screaming.
Thank God.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.